This is Shepard Smith. You're listening to Miami Valley's home for Fox News.
And I'm Larry Hanskin, host of Miami Valley's Morning News, where we tell you the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes.
And I'm Jamie Dupree in Washington, D.C. When we're not doing the news, we're talking about the news.
And we're starting right now. Our Ask the Expert weekend continues on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Curve offers securities through Kalos Capital, Inc., member FINRA/SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kalos Management, Inc. Rob offers advisory services through Centum Capital Advisors, LLC. The material presented is not intended to be relied on as a forecast or investment advice regarding a particular investment, nor is it intended to predict or depict performance of any investment, as past performance is no guarantee of future results. Proper wealth advice should always be based on your unique situation. More detailed recommendations can be made by scheduling a visit at our office by calling 937-320-4733 for a more detailed retirement analysis. This second opinion review is free and there is no obligation.
Hello there, I'm Rob Russell and that's Curve Miller and you're listening to Retirement Rescue Radio, helping you rescue your retirement from bad advice. Well, listen, the market has been on a roller coaster this year. It's been down, it's up, it's down, and it's up again. So, if you're considering investing or putting more into the market, which is better for you, mutual funds or stocks? How do you get on this gravy train of easy returns here in the market, mutual funds or stocks? We're going to dissect that question and help you understand which one is right for you given your situation. So you do not want to miss out on today's show. Now, we understand you may already have a plan or maybe you're working with a current advisor, but you know what Mike Tyson said about having a plan? He said, everybody has a plan until they enter the ring and get punched in the face. The key is to have the right coach, in this case, the right retirement coaches. Our team at Russell & Company specializes in helping people just like you enter retirement and stay happily retired. So, if you're hoping to retire sooner rather than later and stay happily retired, you cannot afford to miss out on this episode of Retirement Rescue Radio.
You're exactly right, Rob. You know, and we've been featured on Fox, CNBC, Wall Street Journal, and Forbes, but we're most proud that you have made Retirement Rescue Radio one of the top-rated shows on WHIO. And that's because building and protecting your wealth has a lot more to do than just buying a mutual fund or rebalancing your investment portfolio. Rob and I and our team at Russell & Company are wealth strategists. Now, as wealth strategists, we focus on the three most critical components to your wealth, and that is, number one, engineering portfolios with the goal to make a positive return regardless of the market.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you retire, you got to have return to live, right?
Right, exactly. I mean, it's not that you're not trying to make a killing and hit home runs per se. It's about making money regardless of the ups and downs of the market so you can sleep at night and stay retired.
Exactly. You know, and another, thing we focus on here is making sure you give less to the government in taxes.
Amen.
And finally, giving more to your family with a bulletproof estate plan. So you can find out more about what we do at Russell & Company and how we help people just like you by going to TotalWealthAdvice.com. Again, that's TotalWealthAdvice.com. Now, beyond Retirement Rescue Radio here on Saturdays and Sundays, we also do Retirement Rescue Live events throughout the year, and usually a couple opportunities per month. But we got an event coming up on October 13th or October 18th. And Rob Russell is going to be your speaker that evening. And Rob has been a featured contributor to Forbes, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, and he's authored the best-selling book, Retirement Held Hostage. He's been featured in over 60 countries on CNBC and has even guest-hosted on Fox Business. The Wall Street Journal even profiled Rob in the trademarked investment strategy that our team uses to help clients protect and create wealth in good and sour markets. So if you attend one of these dates, October 13th or October 18th, you're going to learn how you can coordinate your tax, estate, and investment plan and keep your money from falling through the cracks. You know, most people we meet, they got a good plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say, look, I've got a lot of money here on these statements.
Well, it's not about making huge changes. It's about making smart changes that yield big results.
Yeah, but herein lies the problem, Rob, mm-hmm. is that, it's not that you're not successful. It's the fact that there's money falling through the cracks and you know it.
Yes.
But you don't know where the cracks are and how much is falling through the cracks.
Good point.
So that's one thing you'll be talking about. Secondly, you'll be talking about how to tell if your current plan is on track. Maybe you're nearing retirement. Maybe you just retired. Is your plan on track? How would you know? Okay, so you want to come there and find out. And finally, Rob's going to be talking about the biggest mistake you can make when doing an IRA rollover at retirement or with a trust that contains outdated language. So also with Rob, there'll be a guest speaker. His name is Brian Wiggins. He's an estate planning attorney, actually a good friend of mine. I actually grew up with Brian, so he's a great guy. You do not want to miss this event. Again, it is October 13th or October 18th. Easiest way to reserve your spot is to call 1-844-275-5083. Again, 844-275-5083. Arrival time is at 5:30. The event will start promptly at 6, so you do not want to be late. Make sure you get there early to get your spot. And so, yeah, there you go. 1-844-275-5083.
Yes, and join other WHO listeners. Don't let this upcoming election spook your plans for retirement. Invest in your own knowledge. Make sure you're making the right moves, the right choices, the smartest decisions you can when it comes to your financial future and well-being. Don't miss out on this event. Again, Curve, that number is 844-275-5083, right?
You got it.
Okay. Or you can go to TotalWealthAdvice.com. So again, today's show, we're talking about which is better for you. If you're investing in the market or you want to invest more in the market, which is better for you, mutual funds or stocks? Well, I think the first place you really have to start is to figure out how much should you actually have in the market.
Well, that is a very good place to start. And, you know, typically you can find that out by knowing, first of all, your goals, you know, and you got to know your own, you know, how risky you are willing to be. But really, you need to apply one simple rule. It's real simple. If you're home listening to the show right now, write this down. If you're driving, remember it and just really think hard for the next couple minutes here. Take the number 100 and subtract your age. Okay, so if you're 60 years old, the most you should have in the stock market, so that's funds or stocks, is 40%. So 100 minus your age of 60 leaves 40. So 40% of all of your investments, that's the most you should have, first of all, at risk. And that is called the prudent investor rule. That means a prudent investor would not have more than that as they enter retirement, or if they stop, you know, saving into their plans. I mean, you're living off of what took you a lifetime to save now.
And even if you're not, your time frame, your runway is shorter.
That's right.
And making up those losses. When the next 2008 comes up and sneak attacks, you know.
Yeah, so, that's right.
You know, you can't afford to lose that kind of money in retirement when you're not throwing a ton of money at it every paycheck.
That's right.
Right? So 100 minus your age. So if you're 60, we'll say, let's just say if you're 50. So if you're 50, the 50% is the maximum you should have at risk in mutual funds and stocks and the like.
Yeah. Does anything that is correlated or connected to the market, 50% would be your max number?
Well, you know, I met with a couple that I just love dearly. They're from Springfield.
Okay.
And they came to one of our last, actually, Retirement Rescue Live event. And they've done a great job saving. Now they're retired. And they come to find out they have 96% of everything they've saved in the market.
Wow.
Mutual funds, stocks, and the like.
Wow.
So, and they knew they had a lot, but they didn't know exactly how much or how to quantify it. They thought that they were actually protected. They thought they had kind of a foundation to their portfolio because they had variable annuities. Mm-hmm. But they didn't realize are inside of those variable annuities are mutual funds,
right,
which are in the market.
And of course, they call them sub-accounts, so they don't just come out and call them mutual funds, right?
I think that's
where some of the confusion lies, too. Many of you listening, I mean, so many people that have variable annuities, and they don't realize that the sub-accounts are, in fact, mutual funds.
Right, exactly. And then there's the you know, GLWB writers. They make it very, this alphabet soup, very confusing for people. But they don't realize, oftentimes, they're paying, you know, 2.7 to 3 to 4% a year in fees.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard over a period of time to actually make a return on the actual cash in your account.
Right, absolutely. You know, I find that, you know, variable annuities of all investments have some, like, the most smoke and mirrors to them. You know, it's, they don't really tell you. I think if they told you this at the beginning, hey, look, you know, we're gonna put all your money in the market, and then if we lose it, we'll insure the difference between what you put in and what it's worth.
Right, but you have to die to get that.
Yeah, you either got to die or you got to go on an allowance for the rest of your life.
Yes.
I mean, come
Nobody
on.
Wants to do that.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, that's crazy. And that, if you're on the allowance, that means basically you're staying with that company forever. And, you know, to me, you got to be very careful. You got to know those little things, or better off, know which questions to ask. And so today, as we get into, you know, this discussion of which is better for you, stocks or funds. You know, we're going to dissect and get a little deep into these investments so that you know which questions to ask.
Well, what phase of life are you actually in? That's really where the conversation has to start. First, right. How much should you have in the market? And that's yep. where the prudent investor rule comes in.
Right.
100 minus your age. So if you're 52, 48% is the maximum amount a prudent investor would have in mutual funds or stocks. So now that you got that number, okay, should you be invested in mutual funds or should you be invested in stocks? Okay. Well, it depends on what phase you're at in life. What's your savings phase? Because really, there's only three phases when it comes to investing, three financial phases that we all go through. So in our younger years, we go through what's called the accumulation phase, right? We're accumulating all of our life savings so we can retire someday. Mm-hmm. So when you're in your 20s and your 30s and even your 40s, you are in the accumulation phase. Okay. But as you transition into age 50 and beyond, you've moved to a different phase. And people don't realize, advisors don't realize this, that there's got to be this mindset shift that you go from accumulation to now you've got to include preservation. Mm-hmm. It's like what Will Rogers said. I'm not so worried about the return on my money. I'm worried about the return of my money,
right?
So when you get in your 50s and beyond, it's how do I protect? Yes, I want to grow some still, but how do I protect it so I don't have to go back to work? And then finally, when you're gone, this is where the estate plan, the bulletproof estate plan comes in. That's your distribution phase, mm-hmm. okay? How do you make sure it stays in the family? So you got accumulation, preservation, distribution. So again, if you're in your 20s, 30s, and even your 40s, you're in the accumulation phase. That's the savings phase. You're trying to accumulate as much money as possible for retirement.
You know, and I think that, interestingly enough, think about your work plan. Think about the plan that you have at your employer. And largely, those plans offer what for investment options? Typically, they're mutual funds. So I find that if you are early investing, you know, if you're in your 20s, 30s, and 40s, mutual funds serve a purpose because they allow you to put a few bucks out of your paycheck. You don't have to have 100 grand to start.
Yes.
You can put, 50, 100, 500 bucks a paycheck.
Which is great. That's what they were designed for.
Exactly.
The young savers.
Exactly. But as you said, that transition from accumulation to preservation means that you must have accumulated something, right? So you kind of, in essence, graduate to the next level.
Uh-huh.
And so what happens is mutual funds, because of all the layers and fees, and we'll get to that after our first break, we'll dig into that. But, you know, understanding that they really become cost inefficient the more money you have in them. Yet, habit and all of the years of doing the same thing over and over and over again, we don't realize that there's another way.
Right.
There's
a better way.
Yeah, there's an inefficiency that happens if you stay in funds because they are, in fact, expensive.
So if you're in a savings accumulation phase, mutual funds are the optimal choice because it doesn't take a lot of money to get access to them. It's a bit of every paycheck you receive, and also hopefully you have an employer contribution, mm-hmm. goes in to buying mutual funds. It doesn't take a lot of money to get access. Plus, it allows you to diversify in a simple way, mm-hmm. A basic level of diversification using mutual funds.
And you do want to be diversified. So that is one of the most important things. If you are in your accumulation phase of life, diversification is key. You don't want to have all your eggs in one basket. And mutual funds, I believe, serve a purpose for people in their accumulation phase of life.
But once you've made it, there's better alternatives. And that's what we're going to dive into when we come back here for after our next break. This is Rob Russell and Curve Miller on Retirement Rescue Radio, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton Station for up-to-the-minute severe weather reports, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
You wouldn't drive without a seatbelt.
Never.
You wouldn't play with matches.
Yeah, right.
You wouldn't use a hairdryer in the shower.
Of course not.
Exactly.
Where are we going with this, Jim?
It's all common sense, Val.
Common
sense. It can be downright uncommon.
For instance?
Take air conditioning.
Okay.
Instead of buckling in with annual service,
you let it ride.
Till it crashes.
Breaks down, you mean?
Either way, you're stuck.
Feeling burned.
Usually on the hottest day of the year.
When it could have been prevented.
With a CJS AC tune-up.
Common sense. cents.
For just $79.
We send a clean, screened, trained, and timely CJS tech.
He performs a thorough system checkup.
Inside and out.
Top to bottom.
And if you're a wee low on Freon,
CJS adds up to a pound.
For free.
To keep you cool.
Worry-free.
For just $79.
Makes perfect sense.
And saves you dollars and cents.
I see what you did there.
She's Val.
He's Jim.
We are CJS.
Heatingandair.com.
Find new roads to savings at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. The intersection of Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg is the place you'll find dependable transportation. Great deals, no doubt, every day. Hot summer driving is here. Time for a vehicle that provides beauty, comfort, and efficiency on road trips, as well as shuttling youngsters to their events. You'll always find a great deal at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. Come see them and discover their big city selection of trucks, cars, vans, and SUVs. Dave Kale specializes in hard-to-find trucks. Dave says you'll always get a warm reception at his dealership.
We urge you to take the easy country drive where you'll find no hassles, minimum time at the dealership, plus our great selection of GM certified used vehicles.
Find new roads to Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks, routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg. Visit their website at DaveKehlChevrolet.com. Call 1-800-886-1000 to get started. For over 30 years, the place to save is Dave Kale's Chevrolet.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda. Had an auto accident? It's common to wonder how things could have turned out differently, if only.
No regrets.
If only you had Erie Insurance. Take the Erie Rate Lock feature. Erie won't punish you after an auto accident by raising your premium. Have yet another auto claim? Hey, it happens. With Erie Rate Lock, they still won't raise your rate. It stays right where it is until you change a car, driver, or address. That's better than forgiveness. It's a locked-in promise. One of many reasons more than 90% of Erie customers stay with Erie year after year. People who treat you fairly, legendary service, great rates. You may have other regrets in life, but with Erie, your insurance company won't be one of them. Go to ErieInsurance.com. That's ErieInsurance.com for a quote or contact your local independent Erie agent today. Erie Rate Lock is not available in all states. Limited to 3 years in Virginia. Premium may change if you make a policy change. Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. Other conditions and limitations at ErieInsurance.com.
Erie Insurance. Good news, people who drive cars or ride in cars. You've been approved for 3 new breakfast burritos from Frisch's Big Boy. Why? Well, because people in cars are hungry. And these burritos are loaded with freshly scrambled eggs, sausage or bacon, real cheddar cheese, and crispy hash browns in a warm flour tortilla. Vroom! Frisch's new breakfast burritos. Order one now and get a free coffee. Limited time. Drive-thru only opens at 6 a.m.
A real patient talks about mini dental implants with Dr. Volk.
I'm Susan from Centerville.
And why Dr. Volk, Susan?
What prompted me to call was the fact that he could do this procedure of a mini implant in less than a day's time.
And the experience?
It exceeded my expectations. I'm a white-knuckle dental patient, and this was done so quickly and so smoothly, it just took me by surprise.
If missing teeth are bothering you, call Dr. Volk at 898-8990 or visit tvolk.com. To schedule a free consultation.
Hi, this is Steve Bruns of Bruns General Contracting based in Tip City. As an exclusive Nucor Building Systems partner, my family has earned a reputation in Miami Valley for its dedication to quality and craftsmanship, making Bruns one of the area's premier design build general contractors. We are proud to be celebrating our 65th year in business. If you would like to join us, we are hiring in many skilled trade positions and project managers. Bruns General Contracting will provide you with health, dental, and vision benefits, life insurance, 401k, paid holidays, vacation time, and more. Please call our office between 8 and 5 at 937-339-2300 to set up your face-to-face interview. We want to hear from you if you share our values of trust, integrity, loyalty, and hard work. Bruns General Contracting is an NFIB member and an equal opportunity employer.
We'll see decrease in clouds as we head through the day today, giving way to more sunshine later on, temperatures topping out in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Brett Collar on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group Ohio. Now, back to Retirement Rescue Radio on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back. It's Rob Russell and Curve Miller. And if you're hoping to be smart about how you approach your investing strategy in today's stock market, with all the wild swings up and down, which is better for you, mutual funds or stocks? That's what we're talking about on today's episode of Retirement Rescue Radio. But before we jump back into the topic, it's time for one of my favorite parts of the show. It's our They Say segment, where we debunk the common myths, the half-truths, the rotten advice peddled by bankers, brokers, and the government gone wild. So, Curve, you get this week's They Say question.
Okay,
so they say we're going to help build you a portfolio of mutual funds. We're going to buy some institutional funds that are lower fee, and I'm only going to charge you 1%. So it's a really, really efficient way to invest, and it's very low fee. What do you say?
Well, I mean, 1% is a reasonable fee. That's pretty low, but that's one fee. You know, according to Forbes, you know, the real cost of owning a mutual fund, there's more than just the advisory fee or the management fee. You also have expense ratios. So those, whoever's actually institutionally managing those funds, you know, in New York or wherever they're at, you know, they're getting paid. So there's an expense ratio, and that's all in the prospectus. There's transaction costs. So look at how often those institutional managers, the ones actually running the fund, are buying and selling, because guess what? There's costs associated with that. You also got to consider the tax costs. If you hold it in an IRA, you're not responsible for the taxes every year. But if you hold it in a non-IRA, guess what? You're getting 1099s at the end of the year. And so there's a cost there from a tax perspective.
Wow.
There's also what's called cash drag. You know, because, you know, we all need money from time to time. And if your money's all tied up in a fund and you have to go to the well to get water, that manager has to be able to have cash available to
So you want to sell your shares.
Yeah.
So they've got to keep some cash hoard on hand.
Exactly. And what does cash pay?
Zero.
So there's a potential loss. It's an opportunity cost of missed interest because of the cash, right?
Right. There's a cash drag on a portfolio.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. And then, of course, you have your advisory fees. So basically what that says is that you're paying a money manager money to manage money that's already being managed. Okay. It's a lot of management.
Yes.
A lot of fees there. So, you know, I would disagree with the fact that, you know, managed mutual funds is an efficient way to invest. Now, no doubt you're going to have some diversification, but at what cost? I mean, that's the one thing. I mean, diversification is key here. You want to be diversified. You want to be prudent. But at what cost?
Well, what they don't tell you, especially if they're saying they're going to use institutional funds, yes, there's the management fee of 1 or 1.5%, mm-hmm. but you have to add up all the other fees. Yep. Plus, there's a back end hidden fee to the manager above that 1%, another kickback that's hidden inside the mutual funds, which the Department of Labor is actually trying to remove and outlaw.
Right
here within the next year.
So basically meaning some institutions will use proprietary funds is what you're saying. Like
yes.
Funds that they get kickbacks to use more often.
Absolutely. So there's a huge conflict of interest to use those funds exclusively. It's a problem,
uh-huh.
right? So it's not uncommon all in, you know, you're at 2-3 sometimes even 4% a year
right.
in fees in mutual funds. And you know what? There's a better way to do it. There's a better approach. It's more efficient. It's more transparent. That's more appropriate, especially if you've hit that mark in life where you're age 50 and above. It's time to be smarter. And Curve and I are going to lay out a plan for you when we get back after this next break. So keep it tuned right here. This is Rob Russell and my buddy Curve on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekends on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Games only. News and talk station. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Depend on it.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. Police in New York City hunting for at least one suspect after an explosion on a busy street corner last night. No one was killed, but 29 people were hurt. Governor Andrew Cuomo says there's no evidence a major terror group was involved.
A bomb exploding in New York is obviously an act of terrorism, but it's not linked to international terrorism.
But police did find another explosive device a few blocks away.
A pressure cooker with a cell phone attached. It was removed by the bomb squad. A third incident is also being investigated. Saturday morning at a charity race in Seaside Park, New Jersey, a pipe bomb exploded. There were no injuries.
Fox's David Lee Miller. A shooting at a community concert in Washington, D.C. has left two people dead, at least six with non-life-threatening injuries. One of those, an 8-year-old boy. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Hi everyone, Pete Kasugi here at 1309 Brant Pike to tell you that now is the time to plant those fall mums. Flowering cabbage, winter pansies, shade trees, fruit trees, grapevines, evergreens, shrubs and perennials. The weather is just right for doing those fall landscape projects, and we have truckloads of new nursery stock just waiting for you to take them home. We have lots of hardy mums in 1-gallon pots, only 3 for $10. They're gorgeous and will brighten up any landscape. Of course, our selection of shade trees and fruit trees is legendary. And you also know that we always stock over 25,000 shrubs and evergreens and trees of all types at our garden center. And that's why folks will drive 75 miles to come to us, and that's why we've been in business since 1963.
Is that a radio in your pocket, or you just, oh, it's just a phone? Well, you know, that's cool too, I guess. Yeah, mine's both, radio and phone. I know. Who is this mystical man from the future, and how do I get my hands on this phone/radio technology? I get it all the time. But it's like, just get the Next Radio app. Then you can impress all your friends by knowing exactly what's playing on every station at all times. You want to know who sings that song that was just on 3 songs ago? Boom! Recently played list. You can even save your favorites, sort by genre, and get the deets on upcoming concerts and album releases. And it uses 75% less battery power than streaming apps, meaning you can listen for longer wherever you go. So you basically just won radio. Yeah, you're welcome. Go ahead and try it. Maybe you'll win something for a change. Next Radio, live and local, wherever you go. Check supported devices and download the free app today from Google Play.
Find new roads to savings at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. The intersection of Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg is the place you'll find dependable transportation. Great deals, no doubt, every day. Hot summer driving is here. Time for a vehicle that provides beauty, comfort, and efficiency on road trips, as well as shuttling youngsters to their events. You'll always find a great deal at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. Come see them and discover their big city selection of trucks, cars, vans, and SUVs. Dave Kale specializes in hard-to-find trucks. Dave says you'll always get a warm reception at his dealership.
We urge you to take the Easy Country Drive where you'll find no hassles, minimum time at the dealership, plus our great selection of GM-certified used vehicles.
Find new roads to Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks, Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg. Visit their website at DaveKehlChevrolet.com. Call 1-800-886-1000 to get started. For over 30 years, the place to save is Dave Kale's Chevrolet.
Why do the good die young, Val?
It's just not right, Jim.
Not when we have the technology.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Air conditioners.
Oh.
Perfectly good AC systems.
Taken too young.
Before their time.
Stop the madness.
Let CJS keep your AC healthy.
And running longer.
A unit 8 to 10 years old.
Is too young to die.
Especially with annual tune-ups.
By CJS trained and timely techs.
Getting you more years from your system.
But there comes a time.
When your AC can't go on.
Or costs too much to run.
That's replacement time.
Yikes.
Yeah, who yearns to buy a new AC system?
So, we make it easier.
With manufacturer rebates.
Energy rebates.
And CJS efficiency bonuses.
We pair your house.
With a system that fits your needs.
And your budget.
Professionally installed.
By clean screen.
Trained and timely.
CJS techs.
Who aren't done till you're delighted.
Whether it's CJS service.
Helping you get more years from your system.
Or CJS replacement.
Helping you
get more system for your money.
Everything we do
is all about you.
He's Jim.
She's Val.
We're CJS.
Heating and Air.
.com.
When it comes to news, weather, and traffic, we're your station for Dayton and Springfield. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
All right, welcome back. I'm Curve Miller, and that's Rob Russell, and you're listening to Retirement Rescue Radio, helping you rescue your retirement from bad advice. And today we're talking about which is better for you, mutual funds or stocks. So we've been talking about understanding where are you in your phase of life. What phase of life are you in? Are you trying to accumulate? Are you in your 20s, 30s, 40s, socking money into your 401k, your TSP, your work plan? Or are you nearing retirement or just recently retired? You got to know that first. And you also got to know the prudent investor rule, which is based simply 100 minus your age. And that'll give you a very good idea of how much you should have at risk in the markets. So beyond this show, we also like to do Retirement Rescue live events. We have a couple dates coming up. And at these events, okay, you're going to find out how you can coordinate your tax, estate, and investment plan to keep your money falling through the cracks. We just talked about, in our They Say segment, we talked about the fees of mutual funds. Okay, that's a crack. that fee inefficiency sometimes is a crack that your money's falling through.
Surest way to increase your return on your money is to lower your total fees.
Yeah, it's to work smarter, not harder. Mm-hmm. You know, so make sure you control that stuff. You know, also we'll be talking about ways to tell if your current plan is on track. You know, if you're nearing retirement or maybe you're newly retired, how do you know if your plan is on the right track? So you want to make sure you attend the Retirement Rescue Live to find out that. Mm-hmm. And then finally, you want to attend this event coming up here in October to help you understand the biggest mistake you can make when doing an IRA rollover. So those of you who are close to retirement and you know you're going to have to roll over that work plan to an IRA, you want to make sure you attend so you do not miss the biggest mistake that you can make when doing that rollover at retirement or with a trust that contains outdated language. Rob Russell is going to be your speaker at this event. It's going to be on October 13th or October 18th. He'll have a guest estate planning attorney with him, so you do not want to miss this. Rob has been a featured contributor for Forbes and has authored the Amazon best-selling book, Retirement Held Hostage. He's been featured in over 60 countries on CNBC and has even guest-hosted for Fox Business. The Wall Street Journal even profiled Rob and the trademarked investment strategy that our team uses to help clients protect and create wealth in good and sour markets. Easiest way to reserve your spot on October 13th or October 18th is to call 1-844-275-5083. Again, that number is 1-844-275-5083. You can also go to TotalWealthAdvice.com. Again, that's TotalWealthAdvice.com. There's a really cool chat window. Somebody is standing by, whether you go to TotalWealthAdvice.com or if you call the number 844-275-5083. Somebody is standing by to take your reservation. If you do call and it is busy, don't worry. Just hang up. Give a quick call back.
Don't miss out.
Yeah, don't miss out.
And you go to TotalWealthAdvice.com also for more information to see if this is an event that would be very viable for you. So don't miss out. So again, today we're talking about which is better for you, mutual funds or stocks. During our They Say segment, we talked about fees, okay, the hidden fees of mutual funds. Now, that's not to say that mutual funds aren't appropriate for some people.
Right.
Mutual funds are great, great savings vehicles for people in their 20s and 30s. And 40s.
Right.
Because again, it allows a basic level of diversification. You don't need a lot of money to spread it around, right? Or to even get access to it. So it's a terrific way for young savers to accumulate money. But there's different types of mutual funds. There's two main types. There's passive mutual funds that follow an index, okay? And then there is active mutual funds that don't. In fact, a recent article from Investing Guide says that 86% of investment managers failed to beat their benchmarks, according to the S&P Dow Jones indices. Nearly 89% of those fund managers underperformed their benchmarks over the past 5 years, and 82% did the same thing over the last decade. So what's the chance that you got that 5% of mutual funds or so, right? That 20% that actually perform well. And that number changes. Those funds change over time in terms of who's on top. So what's the chances? So many of us will go to a more passive indexing type of investment strategy, which I'm a big fan of. makes a lot of sense if you're in your 20s, 30s, or 40s. And here's why it doesn't make sense when you hit that age 50 mark and above. There's a lot of reasons. I mean, you're prepping for retirement. Indexing is not meant for retirement. It's for accumulating. Mm-hmm. Okay, so how do you protect what you've saved, your precious life savings, from a 40% loss using indexing? You can't, right? Because it's all in the market, okay? Furthermore, how do you create income using an index, a style of investing?
I think that's a great question.
You can't. You can't create income in retirement off of index or passive investing. So that's why it has to change and shift. Yeah. It doesn't mean you have to get out of the market. You just got to be smarter. It's got to change with the times.
Right. You know, and your return comes from two places. I mean, it either comes from the cash flow or the dividends of that fund, or it comes from the hope that the markets actually go up and you have an increase in the price of that mutual fund. So basically what that means is, you know, let's go back to the index here. Mm-hmm. You know, the S&P 500, it pays an average dividend. So of the 500 largest U.S. companies, it pays an average dividend of 2%.
Yes.
Okay. So, but what if you need, you know, what if you need 5% a year to live off of in retirement?
Or even 4. Yeah. A lot of people like that 4% rule.
Yeah.
Okay. So what if you need 4 or 5% to live off of and not run out?
Yeah. And you probably want some growth too. So, you know, add a percent or two, right? So now you're looking at, you need 6 every single year and you got 2 of it coming from the dividends. Okay. So that means that basically 2/3 of your expected return has to come from hope. And that is a hope that the markets go up. That's hoping, you know, that hope is outside of your control. It's outside of my control. Rob, it's outside of your control. You know, it's outside of the market's control in general, because there's so many things that can affect the stock market in general. It could be the Fed. It could be the circus in Washington.
Yes. It could be the next president.
Yeah.
Could be
Europe. I mean,
Russia.
Yep. Yeah. So right now you've got to be smart. So that's why index investing doesn't necessarily work if you need income. And guess what? Most people are entering in retirement. Their paychecks aren't, they're going to stop coming in.
Right.
And so what took you a lifetime to save is in fact going to fund your lifestyle in retirement.
Well, if you are going to want income from a portfolio and you still want to have some invested in the market, so again, use the prudent investor rule, 100 minus your age. So say you are 62, okay, and you're retiring early. So 38% is the maximum you should have in the market, but yet you need income from that 38%, okay? So if you've got $1 million, so $380,000 is what a prudent person would have roughly in the market. So instead of mutual funds, which are very expensive, especially if you're paying an advisor, which is really counterproductive at the end of the day, if you're paying an advisor plus all the mutual fund fees, it's a very expensive way to invest, okay? So it's a lot better if you're going to you have a more customized portfolio designed to give you income. Mm-hmm. So for instance, instead of just buying like the S&P 500, which yields about 2%, okay, with the dividend yield, the dividends coming from the S&P, what if you bought like the right stocks of those S&P 500? Not all 500, but the right ones. Let's say 30, okay? So oftentimes, you can get a lot more income, 4% or more and dividends without touching your principal.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the key. That's the key, is having a more customized plan, a more tax-sensitive plan, tax-efficient, a plan that is designed to give you income. And that's why everything has to start shifting and changing and morphing as you get closer to retirement, so you are on the right track.
Yeah, it's like that graduation we talked about, you know, earlier. You did the hard work of accumulating it. Now you change your strategy to preserve and help you distribute so that you can, you know, fund your lifestyle when you don't have your paycheck coming in every 2 weeks. You know, think about mutual funds. I don't know, like the city bus, for instance. You know, there's a route that bus takes. The route doesn't change. You know, the bus driver doesn't say, well, you know what, today we're just going to go this way. No, there's a preset route that you have to follow. So when you get on that bus, you know exactly where you're going to be going. You're going to pass the same places every day. You usually have the same people getting off at the same time. And so your ability to get from A to B is determined by forces outside of your control.
It's mass transit.
You got it.
It's dirty. Okay, it's dirty. You don't have any control over where it stops.
Right.
You just get off with everybody, you get on with everybody, and it is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, and to me, you know, if it was me and I knew I wanted to get from point A to point B, I want to get there efficiently. I want to get there on time. I want to make sure that I'm not late for whatever it is that I'm going to be doing.
Yeah, you're going to use like Google Maps or Waze, or you're going to have some way to see what is the most efficient path. So you save money, you save cost, right?
Right.
Gas and time, more importantly. Mm-hmm. And you get there safely by avoiding traffic jams and accidents.
Right.
And you get there on time, and you get there exactly at that point versus getting off with everybody else and having to walk,
yeah,
you know, three blocks.
And that efficiency, what does it do for you? Well, it lets me spend more time with my family. So I don't have to, you know, take a whole hour out of my day to go from A to B when I could get there in a half hour. You know, it's that kind of stuff. That efficiency is going to create blessings in your life. You know, so if you're paying less in management fees from a mutual fund to a managed portfolio of stocks or ETFs, there's efficiencies there that will ultimately put more money in your pocket. And that's what this is all about. This is why we're having this conversation, is taking control and being proactive versus reactive.
So if you are 50 or above, you may be wondering, so am I on track? Or am I about to run off the rails? Am I ready for retirement? Am I going to be able to stay retired? Well, it's easy to find out the answers to those questions. If you want to sit down with our team at Russell & Company for an on-track retirement review. So we'll look over your entire situation, including the tax efficiency of your plan, what kind of fees you're paying, what kind of risks that you're taking, how you're invested, and then how the estate plan protects everything that you've dearly saved. Okay, that's what the OnTrack Retirement Review does. If you want to take advantage of that and understand what are some tips, some tricks, some tweaks that you can make that yield big results, well, that's what we'll offer you at Russell Company. So if you'd like to sit down with our team, it's easy. You go to TotalWealthAdvice.com, TotalWealthAdvice.com, or give us a call at 320-4733, 320-4733. We'll get right back to you. We'll tell you what you need to bring with you to make the most out of your visit with our team, and we'll empower you. We will empower you to make smarter, wiser decisions that help benefit you. This show is all about rescuing your retirement from bad advice. You know what? A lot of people think they're getting good advice when in fact they're not. Mm-hmm. They could be getting far better advice. That their plan's not tax efficient. Their plan is not fee efficient. Their plan is not producing the kind of returns that they really need to hit their goals. That's not going to produce the kind of income that they want in retirement.
Right.
So if you want to know, are you on track? It's simple. Give our team a call, 320-4733. It's 320-4733. Learn more about our trademark process. Again, you can go to TotalWealthAdvice.com.
Yep, that's great advice, Rob. And you know what? Quite frankly, it's got to be tailored to you. That's the most important thing. So we'll be right back after a quick break. This is Curve Miller and Rob Russell with Retirement Rescue Radio on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda. Had an auto accident? It's common to wonder how things could have turned out differently, if only.
No regrets.
If only you had Erie Insurance. Take the Erie Rate Lock feature. Erie won't punish you after an auto accident by raising your premium. Have yet another auto claim? Hey, it happens. With Erie Rate Lock, they still won't raise your rate. It stays right where it is until you change a car, driver, or address. That's better than forgiveness. It's a locked-in promise. One of many reasons more than 90% of Erie customers stay with Erie year after year. People who treat you fairly, legendary service, great rates. You may have other regrets in life, but with Erie, your insurance company won't be one of them. Go to ErieInsurance.com. That's ErieInsurance.com for a quote, or contact your local independent Erie agent today. Erie Rate Lock is not available in all states. Limited to 3 years in Virginia. Premium may change if you make a policy change. Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. Other conditions and limitations at ErieInsurance.com.
Erie Insurance.
Hi, this is Steve Bruns of Bruns General Contracting, based in Tip City. As an exclusive Nucor Building Systems partner, my family has earned a reputation in Miami Valley for its dedication to quality and craftsmanship, making Bruns one of the area's premier design, build, general contractors. We are proud to be celebrating our 65th year in business. If you would like to join us, we are hiring in many skilled trade positions and project managers. Bruns General Contracting will provide you with health, dental, and vision benefits, life insurance, 401k, paid holidays, vacation time, and more. Please call our office between 8 and 5 at 937-339-2300 to set up your face-to-face interview. We want to hear from you if you share our values of trust, integrity, loyalty, and hard work. Bruns General Contracting is an NFIB member and an equal opportunity employer.
Find new roads to savings at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. The intersection of Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg is the place you'll find dependable transportation. Great deals, no doubt, every day. Hot summer driving is here. Time for a vehicle that provides beauty, comfort, and efficiency on road trips, as well as shuttling youngsters to their events. You'll always find a great deal at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. Come see them and discover their big city selection of trucks, cars, vans, and SUVs. Dave Kale specializes in hard-to-find trucks. Dave says you'll always get a warm reception at his dealership.
We urge you to take the Easy Country Drive where you'll find no hassles, minimum time at the dealership, plus our great selection of GM-certified used vehicles.
Find new roads to Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks, Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg. Visit their website at DaveKehlChevrolet.com. Call 1-800-886-1000 to get started. For over 30 years, the place to save is Dave Kale's Chevrolet.
Sweaty heat season is here.
Well, sure, when it's hot, Jim.
It's not the weather, Val.
No.
Something worse.
Worse?
Pushy text, turning up the heat.
Just because you're in a bind.
And need help.
Not our text.
CJS text, no better.
It's bad enough you need AC service.
Last thing you need is high-pressure baloney.
Hate that.
I won't put up with it.
And neither should you.
At CJS, everything we do
is all about you.
Because we'd rather earn your trust.
Than make a few extra bucks.
Anytime you need us.
We're ready to help.
24 hours.
Every day.
CJS only sends clean and screened,
trained and timely texts,
doing only the work that's needed,
at a price you agree to up front.
So there are no surprises.
You call, we come.
Your AC is fixed, guaranteed.
No pressure.
No problems.
No sweat.
And CJS isn't finished
till you're delighted.
Seems simple.
So why doesn't everyone do it that way?
Gotta wonder.
He's Jim.
She's Val.
We're CJS.
Heatingandair.com.
What is brupper? Duh, it's breakfast for supper, and it's happening right now at Frisch's Big Boy, Wednesdays from 4 to 9 p.m. Brupper is the breakfast bar dream of never-ending pancakes, Frisch's spicy spuds, and thick-cut bacon for dinner. Oh, yeah. Brupper is an appetizer of fresh fruit and cereal, followed by a dessert of biscuits and gravy? Come on. Brupper is happiness for the whole crew, every Wednesday at Frisch's Big Boy. This is Brupper.
Are your feet hurting? Come to New Balance Dayton and visit one of our fit specialists. We will make sure you are wearing the proper size and footwear for your feet. At New Balance Dayton, we are here to keep your feet happy and healthy. New Balance Dayton is located in Kettering in the Town & Country Shopping Center next to Roto-Rooter Shoe Center.
We'll see decrease in clouds as we head through the day today, giving way to more sunshine later on. Temperatures topping out in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Brett Collar on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
All right, welcome back. I'm Curve Miller, and that's Rob Russell. Today we're talking about which is better, mutual funds or stocks, especially today's markets.
Mm-hmm.
Markets go up and markets go down.
Sure.
You know, we've seen volatility. Many of you remember volatility of a few years in the past, 2008, 2009. And then even in the last, 18 months, 2015 was a down year. This year's kind of bouncing up. It's up.
Mm-hmm.
But some of you who are nearing retirement know that you need to make a change. You know that you feel like something's just on the horizon. Whether it's Washington or the Fed or something, and you just feel like you got too much at risk.
Yeah, what is the thing that's going to set off the avalanche?
Right.
What is the event that's going to do that? And so how should you be investing if you're, 50 and above? And you're going, okay, I understand mutual funds are not tax efficient. I understand mutual funds are extremely expensive when you count all the fees and add them up. I understand that mutual funds, there's no way to really customize them for my situation and no real way to create income in retirement. So I understand all that. What do I do now if I'm going to be invested in the market if I'm age 50 plus? Well, kind of the themes that we like right now are we really like to be patriotic when it comes to investing in the stock market. So we really want U.S. companies, large U.S. companies that pay above average, consistent, stable, durable dividends. Because no matter what, you're always going to need to eat. You're going to need deodorant. You're going to buy baby diapers. You know, it's those consumer kind of staples that I think are going to weather the storm the best when this avalanche does take place. So high dividend payers, blue chips, not all of them, but the right ones. And then we also want to hedge risk, too, in this market.
Yeah, I think that if we do encounter another period like 2008 and 2009, you want to be proactive. And so, you know, making sure you control the downside is absolutely critical, because there's this, you know, you could sit there and talk about averaging all day, but, you know, there's a time value of money effect here. And, you know, if you lose a great deal of your money just from market volatility or market losses, it's going to take you more return to get back to even.
It's easy to know when to buy. It's the hardest thing is when do you sell? How do you hedge your risk? So when the market's falling 40%, you turn a 40% loss into something more comfortable, like a 5 or a 10% loss.
Yeah, exactly. And then you don't need as much return. You can really focus on generating those base hits and then also making sure that your income plan in retirement isn't completely derailed.
Right. So how does that apply to you? What could that look like in your situation? Well, we invite you to sit down with our team at Russell & Company. This is what we specialize in, helping people ages 50 plus secure, protect, and even grow their retirement and take income so you don't run out. So give our team a call at 937-320-4733 or go to TotalWealthAdvice.com. I'm Rob Russell on AM 1290 News 95.7 WHIO.
Dayton and Springfield station for news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Experts weekends. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.